David, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
More than welcome. Glad to be here.
So a bill finally passed both houses of parliament back on Thursday last week. Could you tell us a little bit about what went through for those who might have missed that one?
Well, I mean, it has been receiving a lot of airplay over the last few months since the budget, when this idea about the personal income tax plan was put forward by Scott Morrison and the government. So in its formal title, it's the Treasury Laws Amendment Personal Income Tax Plan Bill 2018. It's quite a mouthful. So as you mentioned, it did pass on Thursday with, obviously Labor didn't support it, and they've got their own proposal on the table if they are to get elected, whenever that election happens to be. But with the support finally of Pauline Hanson, they managed to get her across the line with it. It's a 10-year, it's a long-term plan. It's been costed at over the 10 years at $144 billion, so it's not a small amount of money. And it does a couple of things. Firstly, it provides over the next few years they talk about it as immediate relief. It's not actually that immediate, but it's this lower and middle income tax offset, which will kick into gear as of the 1st of July this year. But you only start to actually see the benefit from it for those that will get it probably in about 14 months' time when you lodge your first tax return for the 2018-19 tax year. So that will give people up to $540 a year in a tax offset. So that's that. You know, a lot of people are talking about the $10 a week type benefit. That's that offset that they're talking about. The next thing that they're going to do is slowly sort of adjust some of the thresholds. So at this point in time, the 37% tax rate that, you know, people pay 37% of their marginal sort of income in, that will be increased. That'll start in at the moment at 87. That'll move to 90, and then it will move to 120. So it'll just sort of move up. And with this, they're trying to deal with bracket creep. The final thing that they're going to do, which will take place starting 1st of July 2024, is that they will basically get rid of the 37% bracket completely. And so you may have heard about this flattening of the tax rate. So from that point in time, and this is law at this point, so if it's going to change, somebody will have to get into power and actually repeal it and change it and say, this is what we're doing. That will mean that anyone with an income of between $41,000 and $200,000 a year will pay 32.5%. And then anyone above $200,000 will pay 45%. So they're just getting rid of the 37% threshold, and basically saying, you know, 94%, I think is the rate, 94% of people will only pay at the top end 32.5% of their income. So they're basically saying, we want you to keep more of your earnings.
And that would be a lot of people, I'm imagining. What was it? Sorry, 42,000 up to what?
41,000 up to 200,000. It's a very small, and you're right. I mean, it's only about 6% of people that earn, that they estimate will earn more than $200,000 a year. And that's, it's an interesting point, though, because all this talk, you know, over the years of, you know, $250,000 isn't really that high in income. I mean, a very small proportion of people earn, you know, more than $180,000 a year, earn more than $200,000 a year, and so on. Like, it's not large numbers of people.
And so when we do get to, say, 14 months down the track where people are lodging their tax next year, is this going to have, I guess, a major impact on sort of the tax return and the finance of the situation?
Well, for those, it doesn't have a huge amount, and I know it's early in the morning, and sort of talking lots of facts and figures isn't necessarily what everyone wants to be listening to, but it does sort of help put some color around what you're talking about the size of these sort of cuts. So for example, someone on $50,000 a year, at the moment they would be paying $8,547 in tax, so roughly 17.1% of their income they're paying in tax. Once this goes through, they will pay a touch over $8,000, so $8,007. So they will pay roughly 16%. So it's, you know, it's a 1.1% reduction in their sort of effective tax rate. it's $540 over sort of $8,500. So, you know, it's, you know, whether or not that's material for the individual, I mean, you know, it's still $540. And I know people are making fun of it. It's $10 a week. It's a, I don't even think you can say it's a burger and a milkshake.
Not in Sydney. Not in the city.
I think maybe a milkshake. Maybe a fancy milkshake. Because I mean, they're getting more expensive nowadays, aren't they?
They definitely are.
And burgers, you can. It actually, it's really surprising me how expensive burgers can be.
Like $12 sometimes.
And that's without chips.
Yeah, that's the real crime.
Who has that sort of money to buy $12 burgers? But it's not. You know, it's still $540. At the top end, and this is where part of the debate gets a bit mixed up, because at the top end they're talking, and I've seen things on social media where it's like someone on $200,000 will get a $7,225 tax cut, whereas someone on $50,000 will only get $540. And you go, like, that's crazy. There's so much difference, and it's all at top end of town that are getting the benefit. But just, you know, to put it in context, the person on $200,000 a year at the moment is paying $67,000 in tax. I mean, that's, you know, it's over a third of their income in total is paid in tax. Now, whether or not you think that is the right level, whether or not it should be tweaked a little bit, but I mean, they are paying a substantial amount. So I think it does warrant taking a step back when you look at those differences and go, hang on, yes, it is a substantial amount more, but they are paying a substantial amount.
Well, David, thank you so much for coming on in this morning.
My pleasure.